Lamed Beis. So we got to the bottom of Lamed Aleph from the Beis. Gemara goes to an interesting topic now. It sounds a little bit more complicated than it actually is, but the Mishnah, just take the Mishnah just very, very slowly. The Mishnah says, Ha'ochel Chumas Chametz B'Pesach B'Shogeg Mishalim Karen V'Chomesh. I'll just finish the Mishnah, I'll go back and read this again. And B'Mezid Pater Mitashumim U'Midme Eitzim. So what's going on? A guy eats Chuma. That's chametz on Pesach. So the two eats are mirror. There's eating of chuma. A zar cannot eat chuma. He's chayv misa for eating chuma. And if it's b'shoge, he needs to pay money for it. And it's also, he's eating chametz. This chuma happens to be chametz, and it's on Pesach. So if he eats it all b'shogeg, so the din is you have to pay mishalim keren v'chomesh. When you eat chuma normally, the din is, forgetting Pesach right now, you pay the value, which is the keren, and an additional fifth, which is a chomesh. That's when a person eats it b'shogeg. Now, even though he's eating on Pesach, and let's say he's mazed, he knows it's chametz, he knows it's Pesach, but he doesn't know it's chuma. So even though the gabe chametz, the din is it has no value because aser ba'na. When it comes to paying chuma, we don't go based on value; we go based on the actual midah, the size. So even though again this is a chametz, a guy eats chametz, and the chametz on Pesach has zero value in terms of payment, you shouldn't have to pay anything. But there's a special din by chuma, as we'll see on the later on, that you pay based on the measurement. Measurement has nothing to do with value. So since you ate this amount of a chuma, you need to pay that amount of chuma back, even though there's no value. That's all if you ate it. The shogeg, you have to pay karen chomesh. So that's the first half of the mission, the resha. Ha'ochel chumas chametz bepesach b'shogeg mishalim karen v'chomesh. But if you eat it b'mezid, meaning you're aware that it's actually chuma, and you eat it nonetheless, so you're pater mitashumim. Why are you pater mitashumim? Because kimle b'dirabi minei. Since you ate chuma b'mezid, a zar who eats chuma is chayimisa, so chayimisa is kimle b'dirabi minei, and you're exempt from paying anything, and you're also exempt from d'mei etzim. What's that? Because we know chuma, if chuma is tahora, you eat it, a kohen eats it. If chuma is timea, although you can eat it, you could use it as d'mei etzim. You could use it for firewood to, fuel up your fire. So it doesn't have any value, whether it's value in terms of eating it, whether it's value in terms of d'mei etzim. You don't pay anything because, again, since you ate the chuma b'mezid, kimle b'drabi minei, you're pater from the tashumen. So that's the Mishnah. The Gemara is now going to talk about chuma in general, and that's going to bring this Mishnah back when chuma coincides with chametz. So the Gemara now quotes a Mishnah Tanhas, and the Mishnah tells us this is a Maseches Chumas. Ha'ochel chuma b'shogeg, in general. If one eats chuma b'shogeg accidentally, he's meshalim karen v'chomesh like we saw. He has to pay the amount he ate plus an additional fifth, the chomesh. Echad ha'ochel, whether he ate it, v'echad ha'shosu, whether he drank it, v'echad ha'sach, whether he used it as an ointment of some sort, which Rashi points out, we've discussed this in the past, sicha is kishtia, using it as oil to rub on the skin is like drinking it. And echad chuma tamei, echad chuma tahor, whether the chuma was tamei, whether the chuma was tahor, the din is mishalim chomesh, you pay an additional chomesh, v'chumsha d'chumsha. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, the first narrow line down, Rashi says, v'chomesh chumsha, shetashlumim nasin chuma. So now let's say you ate $100 worth of chuma. You pay now a fifth, a $20 chomesh. That $20 becomes a chuma as well. So now you're getting back $120, even though you only ate $100. But all $120 actually transforms into chuma. Vim chazer v'achal b'shogeg also chomesh. If a guy now eats the additional $20, that also has a din of chuma to it. And chazer u'misham chomesh alav. You pay another $5 of the $20, which would be $4 more. Right, so you ate $100, you pay back $120 worth of chuma now. Now, if the guy eats $120 of chuma now, it turns into $20, takes on a dinner chuma. You have to pay now an additional chomesh on top of the, let's say $20, let's say that alone. Let's say you ate just the $20 worth of the chomesh. So now you paid a fifth of that, you paid back $24. What we're learning from here is that chomesh turned into a dinner of chuma. Okay, not...
Who gets some money?
The kohen gets it, it goes to the kohen. So either way, we see from here, this is the din of eating chuma b'shogeg, you pay keren and chomesh. Now the Gemara wants to know, though, that type of payment that one pays back, the $100 and the $20 and the $4, all of that, ibaylu. Gemara asks the following question. Kishu mishalim, lefi mida mishalim, o lefi damim mishalim. When you're paying back the chuma that one ate, do you pay back on the based on the mida, the measurement, the size, or do you pay based on the value? Now, where does that come up? Because sometimes value could change. If you have an item that cost $10 when you initially ate it, and now it costs $1, it's the same exact measurement, but the value has changed. So do you go based on the measurement, the same size of what you ate, or do you go based on value? So Gemara explains now. Kol hecha demei kara shavya arba zuza ulvasof shavya zuza. If when you initially ate the chuma, it was worth 4 zuz, let's call it $4, and now the time of payment it's worth only 1 zuz, $1, lo tibarlach, that was never a shayla. Now before I read the continuation, in addition to eating chuma, there's also a violation of gzela. Two things take effect here. You eat the Kohen's chuma, it's not mine, I'm a Levi, so I can't eat chuma. If I eat it, I violate chuma, but I also stole from the Kohen. So you really have to pay back two things. One is the chuma that you stole, and one is the gzela. So the Gemara says, if you assume if the case was it was initially 4 zuz, and now it's worth 1 zuz when you're paying back, that was never a shayla. Lo tibaylach. Divadai kidmei kar mishalim lefiv damim. You certainly pay according to the initial amount. Why? Because delo gara migazan. It's no different, no worse than a regular gazan, because I also stole from the coin. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Baba Kama, kol hagazlanim mishalmin kishas gzela. If you steal an item, forgetting shuma right now, if I stole, I don't know, I stole your phone. So your phone, when I stole it, was worth initially $400. But now, after time, I'm returning, it's only worth $100. It depreciated in price. So that, by stealing, everybody agreed you go based on the original price of $400. That's the din by gzela. Veishiv says gzela, you pay based on the original amount. So since when I stole your chuma, there's two isurim, there's chuma and there's gzela, but it's also gzela, I certainly would pay the higher amount of the gzela of the $400, even though it's also chuma. So that wasn't a shayla. You definitely pay the original price if it depreciated in price. So when is there a shayla about lefi mida mishalim versus lefi damim mishalim? Ki tibar lacha, says the Gemara, demei kara shavya zuza ulasof shavya arba. If it was originally a dollar, now it's worth $4. So if I go based on gzela, all I do is owe a dollar, even though it appreciated, but gzela always says goes based on the original price, I only paid a dollar. But if you're going based on chum as well, that's an additional factor here, so maybe I should have to pay the higher amount. Look what the Gemara says. My, the fee midim mishalim, do you go based on the measurement? Which case, damrele garyuya achil, garya mishalim, you ate a fig or whatever it was, and you paid back that amount? In which case, it goes based, we don't care that it went up in value, you're paying a higher price now. Because a dollar, you know, a fig back then was a dollar, and a fig now is $4. So I'm actually paying a more expensive fig if you go based on the chuma and milfimida. Or do you say you go based on dilma lefi damim mishalim, you go based on the value, and bezuza achel, bezuza mishalim. I ate a dollar of a fig of the chuma, and now all I have to do is pay a quarter of a fig, because I care about the value, I don't care about the mida. So this is where the nafka mida comes up, where again, it appreciates in value. So do you go based on mida, in which case you're paying the same measurement, which would be more expensive in this case, or do you go based on the value, which would be the value would be the same, but you pay an actual smaller measurement of what you actually ate. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma, Achol grogros, v'shilim le'tamar. A guy ate grogros, which are dried dates, and he pays back tamarim, which are fresh, nice, and plush dates. So the din is, the Gemara says, tavola bracha. It's a very nice thing. You ate figs, rather you ate dried dates. You're paying back nice dates. That's tavola bracha. That's the way to do payment properly. So the Gemara explains, what is the tavola bracha here? So iyamis, if you're going to say, bishma, this all makes sense. Lefi mida mishalim, you pay based on the amount you ate, not the measurement of what you ate. So amtul hachi, that's why it says tavola bracha. Why is that a bracha? Because the achel garyo, he ate a date, the grogros, he ate an amount of a dry date, the deshavi zuza, that was worth a zuza, the koyav garyo de tamar deshavi arba, and he paid back one that's four, worth four. So we see the din here, is that it's according to the midah, you ate a date, and you returned a date, the same exact thing. The only difference is, one's a more expensive date, one's a full tamar, one's a dry out tamar. Tamarim are more expensive than dried out dates. So we see that according to the letter of the law, all you have to do is pay the mida. But the reason why you're getting this tavola bracha is because you paid a nicer mida. But it's all about the same mida. But Ella, Iyamis, if you're going to say the fi damim, you have to go based on value, well, am I tavola bracha? Why is there bracha? Bezuza achel, bezuza kamashalim. He ate a dry date, now he returned a date that's worth the same amount as a dry date. He gave a smaller tamar. He ate a large dry date, now he's getting back a small, plush date, but it's the same exact value. So where's the tavola bracha? That's the same exact value. He didn't add anything new that wasn't there initially. So why is there a bracha here? So it must be the only way this makes sense that we could say Tavola Bracha is where you have to pay the midah, but in addition to paying the midah, he also gave more value to it, $1 to $4. That's why it's Tavola Bracha. And it's about midah, it's not about lefi damim. And the West is not sure at all. Amar Abai says, Liolam lefi damim misham. Really, you have to pay back the value. And the Enoch Hanami, he paid back a tamar that equaled the same exact value of the dry date of the grogeris. But in the end of the day, it's still a bracha. Why is there a bracha? He paid the same value. He did what he was supposed to do. Amai tavola bracha. Because the achal midei de lo kafetala zvina, the kamashal midei de kafetala zvina. He gave him back something that's more attractive to be sold. In terms of value, he ate a dollar, he returned a dollar. But it's, to give back a dry date, no one wants to buy a dry date from this guy now. But from a nice tamar, that's more attractive to be sold. So he gave him added value in terms of what's more sellable, even though the actual price and the value is the same. That's why we say tavola bracha, in which case there is no raya from the statement that achal grogros v'shilim tamarim, whether it's lefi midah mishalim or it's lefi damim mishalim. So the Gemara now quotes from our Mishnah. So Tanan ha'ochel chumas chametz bepesach. So that was a complicated case. Now it's not only eating truma, but eating truma that's chametz on Pesach. So b'shogeg, the Reisha said, mishalim karen v'chomesh. So if it's on Pesach, you ate a b'shogeg, you have to pay the amount you ate plus an additional chomesh. Now iyamis, if you say b'shemal afi midah mishalim shapir, that you go based on the midah, this makes sense. You appreciate this line when we have the next line. Bela iyamis, if you're going to say lefi damim mishalim, you have to pay based on the value, chametz bepesach bar damimhu. There's no value. We know chametz on Pesach is aser barna. So anything aser barna, there's no value. There's no damim to it. So if you ate chumas chametz on Pesach, you shouldn't have to pay back anything because it was worthless what you ate. There's zero value to it, so you don't have to pay back tending at zero value. So the only way you could actually explain why you have to pay back on chumas chametz on Pesach is if you don't go based on damim, rather you go based on midah mishalim. So that's what the Gemara assumes. Gemara says, no, there is value to this case. It can be lefi damim. Ha money, who is this? Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Damar, Chametz Pesach, Mutir Bana. And if it's Mutir Bana, that means there is value. So it makes sense, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that you would actually pay back, even though it's Chametz on Pesach. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case that Rabbi Yosi Aglili is the author of the Mishnah on Daf, Lamed Aleph, and Beis. Then Eima Sefer, look at the Sefer. B'mezid, Patim Minat Tashlumim, Umidbe Eitzim. If the guy ate it intentionally, so he's pater. Well, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, my pater, Minat Tashlumim, why are you pater? Umidbe Eitzim. So shouldn't there be it's Mutir Bana, and there should be value, even if you ate it b'mezid. So the Gemara says, the reason why you're pater is not because there's no value. There's value. It's Rabbi Yosi Aglili. You're pater because of Kimlev the Rabbi Minei. Savralak Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akana. We saw this the other day. The Tanya, Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akana, Ohaya Oses, Yom HaKippurim, Kishabes, the Tashlumim that we saw. Everybody agrees, when there's a Mises Bezdin, Mises Bezdin definitely overrides any Tashlumim. That's a case of Shabbos, a guy violates Shabbos, and owes payment as well, so certainly the Kimei, the Rabbi Nei, the Mises Bezdin of Skil on Shabbos, certainly trumps the payment. Now what about Yom Kippur? There's no Mises Bezdin Yom Kippur, but there's a Chiv Karis. Rabbi Chunim and Akana felt that Karis also is Kimei, the Rabbi Nei of the Tashlumim. By extension, eating Chuma B'mezid as well, although it's not Karis, it's going to be Mises Bidei Shemayim, which is a different level of Karis. It's not quite Karis. We'll see actually in Amud Beis a little bit which is worse, which is not. But Misa Bidei Shemayim is also the din of Kimle B'drabi Minei. And therefore, since the guy ate Chuma B'mezid, we say that Misa Bidei Shemayim of eating Chuma trumps the Tashumim. In theory, there is Tashumim. In theory, there is a value, according to Yosef Beglili, but the only reason why a pot there is because he ate a B'mezid, and that's why. So again, there is no conclusion here whether or not you pay based on midah or whether or not you pay based on value. So Gemara now says, really, it's machlokas tanai. So Gemara says, ketanai. Ha'ochel chumas chametz bepesach. We're going to bring by the two brises that are different, and we're going to see two different reasons as to what the machlokas is. So ketanai. Ha'ochel chumas chametz bepesach, pater minat hashlumim, umidme'etzim, divrei Rabbi Akiva. One who eats chumas chametz on Pesach is pater from any payment. That's Rabbi Akiva's position. Rabbi Yochanan Benuri, Mechayiv, he thought one is Chayiv. So Amar la Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan Benuri, Vechima Hana Yesh Laba. What's the Hana? How can you say you're Chayiv here? There's no Hana. It's Chametz and Pesach. There's no value to it. So he responds back, Amar la Rabbi Yochanan Benuri, Rabbi Akiva, Uma Hana Yesh La Ochel Chuma Timea, Bashar Kama Yisashana, Shemeshan. What about the rest of the year? If a guy's got Chuma Timea, you can't eat Chuma Timea. And a guy, someone else steals it. You have to pay back the value. What value, what hana is there by Chuma Temeah? So just like there's no handa about Shuma Temeah, and yet there's value that has to be paid back, so too there's no, there's, even though there may not be any value to Chametz and Pesach, you still have to pay it back. So he says back, Amar lo, lo, you can't bring a raya from Shuma Temeah, B'shari Mos Hashana, if you're going to tell me Shuma Temeah, B'shari Mos Hashana, Shava Pi She'en La Beheter Chila, granted, you cannot eat Shuma Temeah the rest of the year, but Yesh La Beheter Hasaka, you could use it to fuel your fire, that's certainly allowed, so there is some level of Hana. The Tomer Bazeh, you're going to say by Chametz and Pesach, Shein la bo lo heter achila lo heter asaka. You certainly can't eat chametz on Pesach, and nor can you use it for Hana. It's asur b'Hana. Halamad zeh domer. What is it similar to? The chumas tusim v'anavim shenitma. The guy has a chuma that's of strawberries and grapes that it's chuma, became tame. This case, shein la bo lo heter achila lo heter asaka. You can't eat it because it's now tame. But you can't use it for your firewood either. Why not? Because Rashi explains here, because the mashkim of it, it's not going to light, it's not going to be a fire. It won't work for to fuel your fire. So there's really no way to use it. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says seven lines up at the end of the line, Chumas tusim vanavim, chuma that's made of berries and grapes, mashkehin, they're liquid, vein ruin lahasaka. You can't use liquid to fire up your fire. Well, Zalat Namila, we learned the other day, you can't use the wine to, you know, scent your house, because if you leave it around, you might end up drinking it. So there's no real hana of Chuma Temeah of Anavim and Tusim. Ubahi Nami Sfirle Dezar Ha'ochla Patim Mishalim. Yochan Ben Nuri Chayv, why Mechayv? The Kasavar Lafi Mida Mishalim. In other words, what comes out from this discussion is, granted, if Yochan Ben Nuri agrees there's no hana here when it comes to Chumas Chametz on Pesach, so why do you pay? Because he says you don't go based on Damim, you go based on Mida. Based on the measurement, the size, the maisa, you ate chuma. There's no value. I don't care about value. When it comes to chuma, I care about measurement. I care about size, lefi mida. So this machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is chuma based on lefi damim mishalim, in which case there's no damim on Pesach, or is lefi mida mishalim, in which case there is a mida, even though there's no value. The size you ate. You ate this size, you pay that back, that size. So the Gemara now concludes, the Brisa concludes, if we're going to have to leave this in the back burner until tomorrow's daf, but the Gemara points out, but when is this true? When is it possible to actually have chuma that's chametz, the Gemara says? We have to wait again to figure out why this is, but the statement is, if you separate chuma before Pesach, and then it became chametz, Pesach came. About mafish chumas chametz, if you separated on Pesach chametz, to make chametz chuma on Pesach, divya kol en kedusha, that would not be chal. Meaning on Pesach, I can't be mafish chametz as my chuma on Pesach. That won't work. But if you add chumas chametz before Pesach, where the isser chametz didn't kick in, so this is my bread, that's my chuma, and then Pesach came and asered it, that's the only case where you could have chumas chametz. But to make chumas chametz on Pesach, that doesn't work. And then again, Rashi's foreshadows to us that on Daf Lamed Gimel we're going to learn the reason for this. Either way, this Braisa tells us Machlokas Rabbi Kiva versus Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is again whether or not you pay Lefi Mida Mishalim or Lefi Dami Mishalim, and the Nafkamina is Chumas Chametz on Pesach, whether you have to pay or whether you don't have to pay. Now the Gemara brings another Braisa, and according to this Braisa, I'll just tell you now ahead, explaining what it is. There's going to be another Machlokas whether or not you're Chayiv or Pater Chumas Chametz on Pesach. But the one who holds chayv to pay chumas chametz on Pesach is not because lefi mida, rather because they're going to hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili that there actually is a heter ana of chametz. So the two reasons why a person might have to pay for eating chumas chametz on Pesach, either because you hold lefi mida mishalim, or because you hold actually there's damim, because it's Rabbi Yosef Glili that there is a heter ana. So that's this next brisa. So Gemara says, Tani Idach, the other brisa teaches us as follows. It says in the pasuk, when it comes to eating chuma, you have to pay back v'nasan l'kohen kodesh. You pay back the kodesh. Whatever you ate, whatever chuma you ate, you need to return to the kohen. Davar haroi lios kodesh. Only that which is fit to be kodesh. Prat le'echol chumas chametz b'pesach shepater min tashlumim u'midvei etim divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. You only pay back something that has worth, but pay back chumas chametz, which has no value, that you're pater from paying. That's the first opinion. That's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer chasma. He's mechayiv. He says one has to pay back, even in this case. So Amar lo, Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma, ben Yaakov rather, the Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma, Rabbi Elazar Chasma, v'chima hana yesh laba. Why would you have to pay back chumas chametz on Pesach? There's no value to it. What hana is there? Amalo, Rebbe Elazar Chasma responds back to Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, what value is there if one were to eat Chumah Tmeya the rest of the year? Shemeshalim. Amarlo, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov responds back, lo, don't bring me a rye from Chumah Tmeya. Imamis b'Chumah Tmeya, b'shai mos hashana, shahava p'shein lo, bohet echila, granted you can't eat Chumah Tmeya the rest of the year, but yeshla b'heter asaka, but there is still hana, you could use it to fuel your fire. Tomer Bazu, you're going to say the case of Chumas Chametz b'Pesach. Shein lo ba lo heter achila v'lo heter asaka. You can't eat it, nor can you use it to fuel your fire. So Amar lo, then the response back is, Rebbe Elazar ben Chasma says, af bazu yesh lo heter asaka. Even in this case, it's heter asaka. What's the heter asaka? It must be, as we'll see in Amar Beis, because he holds that there's a heter na of Chametz b'Pesach, like Rebbe Yosef Egli. He says, what could you do? Shim ratza kovin, the coin wants, on Pesach itself, Maritza lefnei kalba, will give it to his dog, or masika tachas tafshila. So clearly, Rebbe Elazar Chasma thinks that there is a heter achila on Pesach as well, even with Chametz. So that the Gemara explains now, on Amar Beis, heter na, thank you, heter na. So Gemara explains in Amar Beis now, Amar Abaye, Abaye points out, top line of Amar Beis, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, all three of them, kulu, svirlu chametz, bepesach aser bana. They all aser, agree you can't eat it, rather you can't get a na from chametz on Pesach. Uba pligi, what's the machlokas that we just saw earlier? This is the first brisa. The Rabbi Akiva sabar, the free damim mishan, you pay based on value, and since there's no value, since it's aser bana, you don't pay back anything for chumas chametz on Pesach. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Savarla, fi midat misham, you pay based on the measurement, the size, and therefore you do pay back even though there's no value. Gemara says pshita, of course, that's the machlokas. Why would you have thought otherwise? So Mal the same, what would you have thought? That Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, nami Rabbi Kiva Srila, really he holds like Rabbi Kiva, that is based on the fi damim mishalim. So why would you have to pay back according to him? Because maybe Srila damar lefi damim mishalim, v'hasim hainu taima de kamechayiv, why is he chayiv to pay if it's based on damim? V'shim de savrala k'rabi yosef yaglili. Because he would maybe have me to think, we hold like k'rabi yosef yaglili, that there's a heter hana of chametz, damar chametz b'pesach motar bana, k'mash malam that no, he actually does not agree to k'rabi yosef yaglili. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri thinks that there's an isra hana. But the reason why you pay back is because he holds the fee, mida mishalim. So that's the first Bryce's explanation. But ema hachanami, maybe in a hachanami, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri really does hold, like Rabbi Yosef Lili, that's mutar bana. So Gemara says, im kein, had he held that way, that's mutar bana, nahadir le Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Rabbi Kiva, he should have responded back to Rabbi Kiva in the first Bryce, just like yecha de mahadir le Rabbi Elazar Chasma, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the second Bryce. Right, the second Bryce, what was the final response? That Rabbi Elazar Chasma said, no, you could use Chametz and Pesach to feed your dogs and to fuel your fire. That clearly holds the heter hana. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri respond that same way to Rabbi Kiva in the first Braita? Because he doesn't think that Chametz is mutar bana. He argues on Rabbi Yosef Glili. So why do you pay back for Chametz on Pesach? It must be because he held lefi mida mishalim. So that's how the Gemara concludes. Okay. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanim. The Braita teaches us, now that we're on the topic... Sorry? Yeah. So now that we have this discussion of chuma, eating chuma b'sham keren v'chomesh, so Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, ha'ochel kezayis chuma, if one eats a kezayis worth of chuma, nothing to do with Pesach anymore, this is all just chuma, the rest of the discussion here. One who eats kezayis of chuma, b'shalim keren v'chomesh. You pay the keren, the amount you ate, $100, and another chomesh of $20. So the Gemara then says, Abashal omer, you have to have a value, not based on the size, but based on the value. Don't get confused with mida and damim. This is in terms of what you ate, not what you're paying back. What you ate, you have to eat a value of a shavapruta. So Gemara wants to, what's the machlok, is whether you go based on the size that you ate, the kazayas, or the value of the shavapruta that you ate. So my time at the Tanakama, why does the Tanakama think you go based on the shear, the kazayas? So Amar Kra, the project says, if ish ki yochel kodesh bishkaga, when a guy eats, and we know achila is always b'kazayis. That's why, for example, Pesach night, you have to have, you say achila, achilas matzah, you say achilas mara, you need a kazayis of mara, you need a kazayis of matzah. So whenever the achila is used, whether it's a nusach habracha or the achila based on the psukim, achila always indicates a kazayis. So that's the Tanakama. You need a kazayis of chuma to be in violation and to have to pay back keren chomesh. According to Abishol, my time, and why does he think it goes based on the value of shavapruta? Amar Kra, the Pazik says, v'nasan, it says to give, but Nasan the Pazik says, Nasan the Kohen says, Kodesh, you pay back a Nesina. V'ein Nesina pachas m'shapruta. Nesina always has to be at least the value of a shapruta. That's why he knows it has to be shapruta. Idach nami haksiv yochal. But doesn't Abishol also have to contend with the fact that the Pazik says achila, which implies a kazayis? Gemara says, no, the word Yochel is not coming to tell me eating of a kazayis is necessary. It's coming to tell me Yahu prat lemazik hudasa, that only if one eats chuma does he have to pay karen chomish. If one is mazik, a guy burns the tuman chuma, he ruins the chuma, he's a mazik, and he wouldn't have to pay the karen chomish. Now, although he didn't pay karen chomish mitad chuma, Rashi points out he has to pay karen mitad mazik, right? Chuma, you only chayiv if you eat it. The pasuk says yochel. If you're mazik it, you don't pay dinei chuma, but you pay dinei nezik. And nidei nezik would indicate you have to pay the value of the whatever you damage, but you don't pay an additional chomish. That's what we learn from the word yochel. Now the Gemara says Tanakama. So what do they do with the pasuk v'nasan? Haksiv v'nasan. Hahumi bailei the davar haroi lios kodesh. That only that which is right to be kodesh. We still don't know why. But to the exclusion of prat leochel chumas chametz bepesach, which cannot become chuma, that's what's coming to exclude. But we have to wait until tomorrow's daf to really appreciate what that really means. So what comes out here is, again, machlokas Tanakama versus Abashol. How much does one have to eat? Tanakama says kazayis. Abashol says based on a shavaputa, based on the word nesina. Interesting toast on top. Look at toast as dir maschel v'ein nesina pachas m'shavaputa. That we have this klal. Whenever the word nasan is used, it always indicates a value of shavaputa. Toast brings three different examples where the word nasan is used and we actually do not require shavaputa. So toast writes, Rabbanan nami lo pligi el mishim dichsev achila fayin vim tomar, asks toast. We learn the Gemara Nechulin, the Chita Achas Poter, says Akri. If you have a huge pile of Tevel and you want to exempt it, so even though we know to the Shear of Chuma, we say 1/40th is a very generous amount, 1/50th is a Beinoni, 1/60th is a guy who's stingy, but Mikra Din, all you have to do is take one kernel of wheat and you can exempt millions of Chita if you wanted, in theory. The percentage is only a Din Derban, a suggestion, but Mikra Din, one Achas, Chita Achas Poter, is a Kol Akri. V'yafagav, even though dichsib beinasina, even though the pasuk says nas titein lo, you have to give it, so you don't need a shavapruta. So this is an example where the nesina of chuma does not require being a shavapruta. Second example where nesina doesn't require shavapruta. The Gemara in Perek Azov and Bab Metzir, I mean, in Konan Mekli, you could acquire through chalipin using a kli. Now that kli, ava pishein ba shavapruti, that kli could be a handkerchief, which might be less than a shavapruta, and it works. Even though it says you have to give your friend something, we still don't need a shavapruta. That's another example where nesina doesn't require a shavapruta. And a third example is by gavei get, where it says kiswal yitzhana. If you write a get on that which is aser mana, it's kasha. You could give it over as a get, even though there's no value to the item you're giving. You're writing it on, I don't know, a sheira tree. Let's say it's aser mana, it would still be good. Ah, but the pasuk says afagav dechsiv nasim yada. So shouldn't you have to have something that has value? Yitzhana has no value. So these are three examples where the word nesina is used, but yet you don't need a shavapruta. Again, one example was the chuma chita achas poteris. Number two was the case of kli, and the third case is the get. So Tosi answers, v'yesh lomar, the hacha v'adai b'inan shavapruta. Here in the case of chuma, you certainly do require shavapruta. Why? The nesina kaima atashlumim, and v'havik kimo hashava gzeila sheno papachas mishumpruta. The word nasan is clearly going on the tashlumim, the paying back. And therefore, nasan's going back on the tashlumim. Therefore, it's going on the value. Nasan by get is not going on value. It's going based on giving a get. Nasan by the kli is not going on value. And the nasan by the case of the chuma is not going based on value. Only when the nasan is trying to qualify a payment back of value, then we say it must be a shavapruta. But whenever it comes in a different context, where it's not qualifying a value, then ein hachanami, you will not require a shavapruta. Okay, back inside the Gemara now, halfway down the oven. The Gemara quotes a brisa, Tanur Rabbanan. Ha'ochel chuma pachos mikazayis. You eat less than a kazayis of chuma. What's the din? So mishalim es hakeren, veino mishalim es hachomesh. You eat, rather you pay back a keren, whatever you ate, but you don't have to pay back a chomesh on this din. The reason why, because since we said yochal, ki yochal kodesh, ish ki yochal kodesh bishkaga, v'yosef chamishaso, so chomesh is going on achila. So achila has to be a kazayis. So since he didn't eat the kazayis, he doesn't have to pay chomesh. You have to pay the keren because you still ate from the guy, you stole his property, but you don't have to pay the chomesh. So Gemara wants to know now, hey chidami, what's the case here? When the guy eat less than a kazayis, eat less by shavapruta. If it has less than even a shavapruta, karenami lo mishalim. There's a din in general. If you're mazik a guy's property, if you steal from someone less than a shavapruta, we don't have to pay back in it. So even though you might have eaten less than a kazayis, if there's no shavapruta, there's nothing to pay back. You don't pay back a penny to the guy, so you don't even pay back karen, let alone the chomish. V'deish be shavapruta. If what you ate, although it may have been less than a kazayis, it's a shavapruta, so then chomish nami l'sham, you should even pay the chomish. Now just Rashi points out, when you could have a case where less than a kazayis is more than a pruta, situation where there's a big famine, so food is very expensive, so it rises in price, so that tiny little crumb could be worth a few bucks. So that could be a shava pruta, although it's less than a kazayas. So again, if there's no shava pruta, then you're pater from Karen, and you're pater from Chomish. If there is a shava pruta, then you have to pay Karen in addition to the Chomish as well. So the Gemara answers, Li olam, the isbe shava pruta. Really, there is a shava pruta. V'afilu hachi, kevan de lesbe kazayas, Misham is a Karen, Veinu Misham is a Chomish. Even though there's a Shapruta. So the Shapruta tells me you have to pay the Karen in a Chanami. But in terms of the Chomish, since Chomish, the Pasuk attaches Chomish to Achila, and Achila always indicates a Kezias, so since there's a Pachas Mekezias here, you're Pater from the Chomish. So again, Karen goes based on Shapruta, and Chomish goes based on a Kezias. That's the Din. So now the Gemara wants to know who is the author of this Brisa that said that Karen is based on Shavapruta, and the Chomish is based on a Kazayis. So Amru Rabbanan Kamid Rapapa, the Tamidim said in front of Rapapa, Ha, Dilo Kavashol. The Tamidim said this is not like Abashol. Why? Because the Kavashol we saw above, Ha Mar Kaven Sheish Bashavapruta, Afagav Diles Be Kazayis. We saw above that Abashol only cared about was the word Vinasan. Vinasan is Shavapruta. Now if we just established the Brisa above, must be a case of even though it's Pachas Mekazayis, it's still Shavapruta. Abashal would require paying Chomish as well, because all he really cares about is a Shabruta. Nothing to do with Achil, nothing to do with the Kasayas. And therefore they conclude it must not be like Abashal, this whole Brais above. Fine. Now the rest of the Amud here, onto Daf Lama Gimel, is going to discuss how Papa thought differently, and then he ended up retracting. So right now, this is how we actually assume the Halacha, that this Brais is not like Abashal, but Papa is going to make a suggestion, which again we're going to reject. What's the suggestion? So Amar Lura Papa. Papa says, no. Afilu Tema Abashal. You could even say Abashal is the author of the Brisa above, that if again it's a case of Shavapruta, although it's Pachas Mekazayis, you would still be Pater from Chomish. Why? As Abashal Tartibai, he requires two things. When Abashal said V'ein Nesina Ella B'Shavapruta, that was in addition to Kazayis. He requires two factors, meaning Tanakama felt all you need is Kazayis. They don't care about Shavapruta. Abashal says, you need Shavapruta in addition to a Kazayas. So since in this price above, it was less than a Kazayas, although it's a Shavapruta, even Abashal would agree, you don't pay Chomish. You only pay Chomish when there's both a Kazayas plus a Shavapruta. That's your Papa's suggestion. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Umi Amar Umi by Abashal Tarti. Does Abashal really require both Kazayas and Shavapruta? So we're going to bring a Tosefta. A little bit confusing how the response is, but they kind of pay attention. It's not complicated, but just there's a subtle point of what the response is, which would seem to indicate Abashal only requires one of these factors. So let's take this Tosafta slowly. So Gemara says, "Umi by Abashal Tarti, does Abashal really require a Kazayis on top of the need for a Shavapruta?" Vatanya, the Brisa tells us, the Tosafta tells us, Abashal Omer, Es Sheish Bashavapruta, Chai B'Tashumim, he says, which is what a shita is, we know above, that all he really cares about is a shapruta. If there's a shapruta, you pay back tashumim to the kohen. If there's no shapruta, it's less than shapruta, you don't pay back. Fine, that's clear. Amrulo, now the chachamim respond back, lo amru shapruta el inin me'ila bavad. That kind of the shapruta only applies to the halachas of the me'ila. Aval, the chuma, eino, this is the key line now, when it comes to chuma, eino chayv ad shehebo kezayis. It's only chayiv truma until you have a kazayis. So that's machlokas above, whether you pay based on shavapruta or whether you go based on a kazayis. Now, this is the point here. Now, if Abashal really felt you need two things, you need kazayis plus shavapruta, what the chacham should have responded back, the shiv said, im isa, that Abashal requires both, the shiv said, kaven sheyesh bo kazayis mibayle, that really, once you have the kazayis, which you agreed to, that's when you're chayiv. You don't also need the shavapruta. But from the fact that the chacham responded back, Ad Shehebo Kazayis, I mean, all you need is Kazayis, you only need Kazayis, sounds like Abashal did not require two. Again, if Abashal was saying you need Kazayis plus a Shavapruta in addition to that, they should have said, what do you mean? Kevin, once you have Kazayis, it's enough. You don't need the additional Shavapruta. From the fact that Chacham did not respond that way, indicated that Abashal does not require two things, only cared about was Shavapruta, and does not care at all about Kazayis at all. And that's the rejection too. That's the tiyufta against her papa. Fine. Very good tiyufta. If you understood it, great. If not, maybe look back and try to appreciate it a little bit more. It's, again, a little bit of a challenging raya. But Gemara says, in the end of the day, her papa himself retracted. Now, we're not going to get to the final retraction because it's a long, involved raya. I'm going to get it started. We're going to just kind of walk off in the middle of this conversation. But tomorrow, we'll revisit this again. So her papa says, after papa, hadar, he retracted. The Tani, the Braisa says, V'chata b'shkaga. The guy accidentally, he is talking about Me'ila. It says in the Pasuk, V'nefesh kisim al mal, V'chata b'shkaga mikadsh Hashem. The Pasuk says, you have to pay a carbon and you pay the amount. So the guy made a mistake, he ate Me'ila. And the Gemara says, why? What do you mean b'shkaga? When you eat b'shkaga, Me'ila, that's when you pay back a carbon. Pratla Meis, if a guy on purpose, if he purposely ate that were violated Me'ila, he actually is pater from a carbon. So the Gemara says, V'halo dinu, is this not a kavachomer? I mean, why do you need a pasuk to tell me? Of course we know if he ate or he violated Me'ila b'mezid, of course he's pater from a carbon. Why? Ma shar mitzos shechai ben karis, pater ben es amezid. Other averos, Rashi says, like chelev and dam. If a person eats chelev or dam, it's a chiv karis b'mezid. If it's b'shogeg, he's chai ben a carbon. If he eats it b'mezid, he's pater from a carbon. So if other mitzvahs, which are more severe, that have a chiv karis, if he doesn't b'mezid, he's pater ben es amezid. Me'ila, she'ein b'karis, there's no karis by eating me'ila, or hana from me'ila. Eino din shepat is a mezid. Is it not sensible that this too, the mezid of me'ila, which is a lower level, should also be pater from a carbon? I said, lo, that's not a good kavachomer. Im amres b'shar mitzvah she'kein lo chai ben misa, tomer b'me'ila she'chai ben misa. If one violates me'ila b'mezid, he's chai misa. We know from the end of, Yom Kippur davening, Shema Yisrael, we have a list of skila, shrefa, and so on. There's karis and misa b'dishamayim. Karis is a higher level than misa b'dishamayim. So one who eats, who violates mila is misa b'dishamayim. One who eats chayil adam gets karis. Now the Gemara right now is going to have a back and forth, which is worse. We know the answer right now, but in the Havamina, the Gemara thinks maybe misa b'dishamayim, violating mila, might be more severe than chayil adam, which is only karis. So Gemara again says, lo, not true. Don't bring me a kavachomer. If you're going to tell me b'shar mitzos shekein lo chayba mitzos, other mitzos, like eating chayil adam, there's no misa b'dishamayim. It's only karis. Tomer, you're going to tell me b'me'ila, shechai b'misa, there's a chiyah misa b'dishmaim by me'ila? I mean, me'ila is more severe, and maybe by me'ila, if it's b'mezid, it shouldn't be chayv a carbon as well. Maybe that's why you need the pasuk. Tamalomar, b'shkaga, prat le'mezid. Fine, that's the b'raisa. So Gemara now says, v'amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak le Rav Chiya bar Abin, hai tana me'kara alima le'karis, and initially, havamina was that karis is more alima means to be strong. That in the kara, alima le karis, levasof alima le misa. Initially, they felt karis was a stronger, more severe punishment. And levasof, at the end, they felt alima le misa, that misa, b'dishmaim was a more severe punishment than karis. That was the understanding of the underpinnings of the braisa. Varmalai hachi kamar. Lo, not true. Im amris bishar mitzvah shekein lo chai b'misa, b'pachas mikazai. So now the Gemara is interpreting the braisa. We're going to walk off in the middle of this. We can't finish it today. But the Gemara is going to say, the havina was that we're adding in the word pachas mikazayis now, which is where we're going to bring this raya from. Again, amr lai hachikamar. Lo, not true. Im amris bishar mitzvah shekein lo chai ben misa bepachas mikazayis. When one eats karis, or rather when one eats chaylev adam, less than a kazayis, there's no chiv karis there. But Torah b'me'ila, b'me'ila, there's a chumra, shechai b'misa bepachas mikazayis. If a guy eats me'ila, if it's less than a kazayis, as long as it's a shaputa, but it's less than a kazayis, won't it be chayiv? So we see there's a chumra by me'ila when it comes to pachas mikazayis. So that's what it's talking about. So the Gemara then says, oh, okay, very good. You gave shot to me. Amalei, tanach daitcha, shenachta es daiti. Your das should be yishav das, but you give me yishav das. Thanks for explaining what was going on here. So now the Gemara says back, and we're going to walk off right now. Amalei, my nichusa, what was the nichusa? And we'll leave this for tomorrow because we can't go 10 lines in tomorrow's daf. And we'll figure this out. But either way, at the end, we're going to find out that Rav Papa actually does retract and agrees that Abba Shaul does not require two things, rather, he requires only one. A quick review again. We start off beginning talking about the person who eats Shumas Chametz on Pesach, whether you pay Karen Chomesh eating Bashogi, the Mishnah said. If it's Bemezid, you're completely Pater. And then we had two days, whether or not when coming to pay Chuma in general, whether you go based on Mida, or whether you go based on Damim. And the Gemara brought riders back and forth from different cases of eating a dried fig then paying back a tamarim, tavola bracha. Then brought another raya from our Gemara, that why do you have to pay back? It must be you pay back in our Gemara, Chumas Chametz and Pesach, because it's value, because rather, Lefi Mida. And Gemara says, no, it's because the Holy Rabbi Yosef Glili, that there's actually a heter, no, there is damim. And then Gemara brought another case, two braisas, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, who argued about whether or not it's Lefi Mida or Lefi damim. And then the final price of Rabbi Elzar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Elzar Chasma, machlok is whether or not it was mutterbana or asabana chametz. And then Amud Beis, we spoke about, they explained that machlokas. And then this long discussion about do a person eats kazayas versus a shaputa, that discussion of Tanakama versus Abba Shaul. Okay, we'll stop here and have a wonderful day.